The following is a special extended sneak preview of a new Cutting Audio series. They were, after all, official heroes of the Great Rebellion. Owen Deathstalker, outlawed aristocrat and reluctant warrior. Hazel Dark, ex-clonelegger and ex-pirate. Jack Random, legendary professional rebel. Ruby Journey, infamous female bounty hunter. Together, they fought impossible odds in the name of freedom and justice, and triumphed time and time again. They gathered an army of the bold and the valiant, the downtrodden and the desperate, and led them to victory. And in the great steel and brass palace of the homeworld Golgotha, they threw down the Empress Lionstone 14 and destroyed the Iron Throne of the Empire forever. They should have been feted and honored, raised to the heights, and celebrated throughout the civilized worlds. They should have lived happily ever after. Unfortunately, life isn't like that. Cutting Audio presents Simon R. Green's Deathstalker Honor. Narrated by Richard Rowan. With performances by Nanette Savard, Terence Aselford, Colleen Delaney, Christopher Walker, and Mort Shelby. Graphic audio sound design by Dan Smith. And directed by Richard Rowan. Episode 1, Charnel House. Good ship, Sunstrider 2.
Bounty hunters.
Hazel Dark was disgusted.
After all we've done, after all we've been through, we end up as nothing more than glorified bounty hunters.
Beats our previous occupation. Tall and rangy, with dark hair and darker eyes, Owen Deathstalker lay as though boneless in the lounge's most comfortable chair. Outlaws we were, with a price on our heads and every man's hand turned against us. And chasing down war criminals is important work. I don't know about you, but I find being the hunter much easier on the nerves. Besides, must be a nice change for you, being legit.
It's the principle of the thing. We used to be somebody. We led armies. We overthrew the Empire. Risked getting our asses shot off time after time. And all so we could end up doing Parliament's dirty work. Makes me want to puke.
Owen was thrown for a moment. Hazel's use of the word principle had caught him off balance. He would have been prepared to bet good money Hazel wouldn't recognize a principle if she fell over it on her way back from the toilet. But he rallied gamely and closed the discussion with an accurate, if not entirely tactful, point of order. As I recall, this is all your idea, anyway. Hazel glared at him and then turned away to glower at the nearest bulkhead. She was in one of her moods again and not about to be swayed by mere logic. Owen sighed, but had the sense to do it quietly. Truth be told, he found bounty hunting something of a come-down too, but all the alternatives had been worse. When he was fighting the rebellion, he'd never really thought about what he'd do when it was all over. He was usually too busy trying to keep himself from being killed, but also, he'd never seriously expected to see an end to the rebellion in his lifetime. Most people who stood up to oppose the Empress Lionstone 14, also known as the Iron Bitch, tended to end up in early graves, often with bits missing. The AI Ozymandias murmured in Owen's ear.
We just dropped out of hyperspace over Viramond, currently maintaining high orbit and all shields. I really don't know why you wanted to come back here, Owen. I mean, it's not as if you have any friends here anymore. In fact, I might have to say that the likelihood of our ending up riddled with holes increases geometrically with every second we are dumb enough to stay here.
Nag, nag, nag. Owen subvocalized so that Hazel wouldn't hear. She didn't approve of him talking to an AI that was supposed to be dead.
You never want to go anywhere fun, Oz. This is where our current quarry has gone to ground, so here we are too. Right now, Valentine Wolf is down there somewhere, along with certain aristocratic cronies, all of whom the current authorities would dearly like to see standing in a dock or hanging from a rope, preferably both. Hell, if we bring back Valentine Wolf's head, They'll probably name a public holiday after us. Besides, I always said that one day I'd come home to Viramond.
There had been a time, and not that long ago, when Owen Deathstalker had been lord of the whole planet of Viramond. And then the Empress Lionstone outlawed him and took it all away. His own security people had tried to kill him for the reward on his head, and he'd had to flee for his life. He nearly hadn't made it, but Hazel had arrived at just the right moment to save his aristocratic ass, as she never tired of reminding him, and they'd been together ever since. He'd fallen in love with her. He still wasn't sure how she felt about him. His cousin David had been made lord in his absence, and had taken over the Deathstalker family standing, the ancient stone castle of his clan. But he died there not long after, trying to defend the planet from Lionstone's troops, led by Valentine Wolf. The Wolf had overseen the murder of millions of defenseless people, and the utter destruction of what had been a beautiful rural paradise. He subvocalized to his AI.
Run sensor scan. Locate my old standing and see what kind of force they've got protecting it.
Way ahead of you, as usual. There's a fair-sized army surrounding the castle, which according to the comm traffic I'm picking up, Valentine and his associates are currently occupying. Typical. Nothing but the best for dear Valentine. And according to the information we were given before we left Golgotha, which I'll wager good money you haven't even looked at, there's also a hell of a lot of scientific equipment down there, along with scientists to run it. Though no one seems to know what it is or why it's there.
Don't get uppity, Oz. Just tell me what I need to know.
Bully.
Owen wasn't quite sure where he stood with Oz. The original Ozymandias had been the family AI, handed down to Owen from his deceased father. It turned out to contain hidden Empire programming, and had acted as a spy for Lionstone, before finally turning on Owen and trying to enslave him with control words it had secretly placed in his subconscious. Owen had no choice but to use his maze-given powers to destroy the AI. Except that sometime later, Oz came back. Or a voice in his head that only he could hear, claiming to be the AI Ozymandias. Certainly it was just as knowledgeable and irritating as the original. Owen had accepted the situation for the time being, for as long as the AI remained useful. He hadn't the faintest idea how to get rid of the voice anyway. Besides, he'd missed Oz.
So, do I start the descent or not? We're fully cloaked, but there's no telling how long even Aidman shields will hold up against the more than state-of-the-art security systems Valentine's installed here. What used to be the bar-extended weather control satellites have been upgraded with really heavy-duty sensors and more weaponry than your average fleet cruiser. When the Wolf says do not disturb, he means it.
Maintain orbit. I want a really good idea of what to expect, Dirtside, before I commit us to a landing. Scan the area surrounding the standing, 10-mile radius, and report on the local population situation.
Erwin? I've already done that. There is no local population.
What?
I've scanned the surrounding areas to the limit of my senses. There isn't a single living soul outside of the standing for hundreds of miles. I'm sorry, Owen.
Owen shook his head slowly. He'd read the reports on Valentine's destruction of Viramond, watched Toby Schreck's filmed coverage, seen interviews with a few survivors to get off planet, but he'd always assumed they were exaggerated. No one could oversee the murder of a whole planet's population just for the fun of it. Not even Valentine Wolf. He couldn't believe that. Wouldn't believe it. Deep down, part of him had desperately wanted to return home to the cheers of his people, overjoyed to have their rightful lord back at last. He'd wanted to apologize for not being there to protect them when the Empire forces came. Wanted to promise them that things would be different now he was back. He'd keep them safe now. Guard them from all harm. They'd never be hurt again because he was off somewhere else being a hero of the rebellion. There was so much he'd wanted, needed to say.
What's the matter? Is there a problem?
No, I was just thinking about the way things used to be here.
Don't. That's always been your problem, Deathstalker. Always living in the past.
I understand the past. Things were simpler then. I knew my world and my empire and my place in it. Or thought I did. Since then, I've seen the destruction of everything I ever believed in, lost everything I ever cared for. And now to top it all, I find I can't go home again. Because Valentine Wolf burned it all down and pissed on the ashes. Viramond is dead.
We can't know that for sure till we get down there and check for ourselves. Reports can be exaggerated, sensors can be mistaken. It's a big world, Owen. He can't have killed everything.
And if he has? If he's done everything he's supposed to have done?
Then we cut his black heart out, throw it on the ground, and stamp on it. And the same goes for everyone with him.
Life's always been so simple for you, hasn't it, Hazel? Good guys and bad guys, and a direct, forceful answer to every problem. But you heard the man at the briefing. Even after all he's done, there are still powers that be who want Valentine brought back alive for a show trial. If only because they could sell hollow rights for a small fortune.
I keep up with things. And for every faction that wants the wolf brought back alive, I'll bet I can name 10 who'd very much rather he came back with flies buzzing round him. Not least the Clone and Esper Undergrounds. If word ever got out that Valentine Wolf had once been a supporter of the Undergrounds, played an active part even, they'd lose what little popularity they have. On top of that, there are any number of people who struck questionable deals with him in the past and don't want it coming out now they've recreated themselves as pure-hearted cheerleaders of the Rebellion.
That's why we're going to bring the bastard back alive. Not necessarily in one piece, but definitely alive. I'm no man's puppet, and no organization's either. I need to send a signal that no one pressures me. And I won't kill him just because I want to. That's the old way, the Empire way. It's everything I fought to overthrow.
You and your damned conscience. All right, so we try and take him alive. What about his supporters?
Massacre the lot for all I care.
Now you're talking.
Owen leaned back in his chair, interlocked his fingers, and stared at them thoughtfully. He wasn't always a monster, you know, Valentine. I knew him in his younger days. We were children together, moved in the same circles, went to the same parties. He seemed quite normal then. Nothing out of the ordinary. No sign then of the psychopath he became. Just another kid, perhaps a little quieter than most. Much like me. We were never actually friends, but I can remember good times we had together. And then we went our separate ways to be trained as a wolf and a deathstalker, and I didn't see him again for years. Sometimes I find myself wondering how two very similar children became such different adults.
People change, whether they want to or not. Life writes our scripts, and we just get to ad-lib now and again.
Why, Hazel, that was almost profound.
Don't you patronize me, Deathstalker. I have a mind. I have read the occasional book in my time, when there was nothing else to do. I just meant that even while we're busy changing the universe, it's busy changing us. Look at you. You're not the person you used to be, even a few years ago, thank God. The Owen Deathstalker I saved from certain death down below was a very different man from the official hero who toppled an empire.
I know. That bothers me.
Don't worry about it. He really was a stuck-up little prig.
Huh. Then why did you stick with him?
I thought I saw potential in him.
I thought much the same about you. He frowned again.
Oh, hell, Owen, now what? I swear, you know more ways to depress yourself than anyone I've ever met.
I was just thinking about Finley Campbell. We should have included him on this trip.
We've been through this, Owen. The man is obsessed. He's sworn a vendetta against Valentine, sworn to kill the man, on his blood and on his honor. If we're to keep our options open down there, we can't afford to have the Campbell anywhere near us. He's always been erratic. They tried using him as a bounty hunter, but he always brought them back dead, sometimes in pieces. Last I heard, his girlfriend Evangeline was trying to get him interested in politics. God help Parliament, that's all I can say.
He fought beside us. He was a hero of the Rebellion, just like you and me. And he has as much right to Valentine's head as we do. Valentine wiped out his whole family. It doesn't feel right keeping this from him.
Owen, we hardly know the man. You're the one who wants to bring Valentine in alive. If the Campbell was here...
Yes, I know. But if we're keeping secrets from people who are supposed to be our comrades, what might they be keeping from us?
Hell, everyone's got secrets.
She only realized how that sounded after she'd said it, and she held her breath for a moment before Owen grunted and turned away to study the sensor readings on the main display screen. Hazel let her breath out slowly so Owen wouldn't hear it and tried to relax. There were still things she was keeping from Owen, partly because she didn't want him getting upset, and partly because she still believed in keeping her business to herself. Ever since she'd first passed through the madness maze on the Wolfling world and been changed forever, she'd been having problems with dreams. To begin with, they were just disturbing images she could forget with a little effort. But more and more these days, the dreams persisted into her waking world, and she couldn't push aside the thought that they meant something. Something important. She was dreaming every night now, clear and distinct, and she couldn't tell if she was seeing the past or the future. It was as though time were unraveling in her head, in the darkest hours of the night, when her defenses were at their weakest. Something in her mind was showing her things, and wouldn't let her look away. While on Mistworld, she dreamed of the Empire invasion, hours before it actually happened. Last night, there had been three dreams, one after the other. First, she dreamed of the Bloodrunners, the evil inhabitants of the dark Obia worlds, far out on the rim where no one ever went, who'd once tried to kidnap her for their never-ending experiments into the nature of suffering and existence. Owen had saved her then, reaching out with his mind across countless light years to strike down their leader with a terrible bloody hand. In her dream, they looked at her with knowing, cruel eyes, watching and waiting with unnerving patience. They held something in their hands, something sharp. Then she dreamed of Owen's family standing on Viramond. She'd walked the empty stone corridors with easy familiarity, though she'd never been there before. It was bitter cold, the cold of the grave, and blood trickled down the walls, staining the ancient tapestries and exquisite carpets. There was someone waiting round the next corner, and far down below, something awful. And finally, she dreamed she stood alone on the bridge of Sunstrider 2, while all hell broke out around her. There were ships attacking from every side, ships beyond counting, overwhelming her defenses, even as she fought frantically to hold them back. All the alarms were sounding, and the Sunstrider's guns fired again and again. There was no sign of Owen anywhere. Past, present, and future? Maybe. But were they predictions? Or just warnings? Did they mean she had a chance to change things? Rewrite history? Defy destiny? Or was she just going crazy, like everyone else around her? There had been a time when the forbidden drug blood had helped her cope with many things, including the dreams, but she'd moved beyond that. She'd been so physically transformed from what she used to be, she doubted blood would even make a dent in her body chemistry these days. Besides, blood was heavily addictive, and she was damned if anything or anyone was ever going to have control over her again, and that very definitely included her own weaknesses. Hazel was determined to distract herself.
What do you suppose Valentine and his cronies are up to down there?
Beats the hell out of me.
Owen was still studying the data scrolling past him on the view screen. The data was moving far too fast for normal eyes to follow, but neither of them mentioned it. They were used to small changes like that.
He's reinforced the standing's shield. I'm not picking up anything useful, which is in itself significant. He shouldn't have access to anything strong enough to keep out Hayden and design sensors. So who's been supplying him with tech?
We'll have to ask him when we get down there.
Too many questions. Too many unknowns. Why did he return here? Why did he take over my old home? What did he hope to achieve here that was so important he was willing to risk me coming after him?
He's here for a specific purpose. Has to be, or he couldn't have persuaded so many people to come with him. Valentine's never had any friends, only allies. And somebody must have paid for his new shields and all that fancy equipment he's supposed to have with him. He's cut off from his family funds now. If you ask me, it's probably something to do with drugs. Everything with Valentine turns out to be something to do with drugs.
Or revenge. He's a wolf, after all. And Oz says his security systems are advanced far beyond anything he should have access to.
You're still hearing voices, aren't you?
I do wish you wouldn't put it like that. And it's only one voice.
Is that supposed to reassure me? At this rate, you'll be saying you only overthrew the Empire because the devil told you to. That's going to go down really well with the general populace.
It's just my old AI.
Then why can't I hear it on my comm system? Why can't anyone else hear it? And you were convinced you'd killed the bloody thing after it betrayed us on the Wolfling world.
I thought it was dead. I'm not as sure about a lot of things as I used to be. After all, you and I have been through much that should have killed us, haven't we?
Hazel had no quick answer to that. She felt the same way too, most of the time. They stared at each other in an uncomfortable silence for a long moment.
Oz, what the hell's going on?
You can't say I didn't warn you. Valentine's security systems have finally broken through our cloaking shields, and the armed satellites are throwing everything they've got at us, which is actually quite considerable. You wouldn't believe how many disruptor cannon Valentine's managed to cram into what used to be a weather control satellite. Main shields are holding, for the moment. Do I have your permission to return fire?
Of course you bloody do. Blow the nearest satellites out of the sky and then get us dirt side as fast as you can.
Landing coordinates?
Not too far from the standing. Walking distance.
About time you got some healthy exercise. You've been putting on weight.
Well, what's happening?
Valentine knows we're here, and the voice in my head now thinks it's my mother. I'm bringing the ship down fast. Grab onto something and pray for a soft landing.
Hell with that. I want to get some shots of my own in first.
Why bother? They're just satellites following the programming.
God, you're a wimp sometimes, Deathstalker. It's the principle of the thing.
And off she went, up to the bridge to plug herself into the fire systems. Owen let her go. He didn't see the point in personally firing the ship's disruptors at targets the ship's computers were perfectly capable of dealing with. Owen had run hundreds of similar simulations in his time, back when his father was still determined to turn his reluctant scholarly son into the warrior the family history demanded. He didn't feel like going through all that again. He strapped himself into his chair and waited patiently. At least the Sunstrider II had decent guns. The original yacht hadn't, but it had been shot at often enough to make Owen wish that it had. The first Sunstrider spent most of its short life being chased from one world to another, often holed and on fire, until it finally crash-landed in the deadly jungles of Chandrakor. When he had the new yacht built around the salvaged engines of the old, Owen had insisted the Haydenmen install as many state-of-the-art weapon systems as the craft could hold. He didn't like having to run. It wasn't in his nature. The ship lurched again, as something really nasty slammed through the energy shields and impacted on the reinforced hull, which was not supposed to happen. Owen decided his proper place was on the bridge after all. Defense computers could only do so much. He ran all the way, but still had enough breath left when he got there to demand of Hazel what the hell was going on.
Damned if I know, Deathstalker. I've never encountered firepower like this, at least not from any human tech.
Owen dropped into the seat beside her and quickly studied the tactical displays. Main shields were still holding, but they were taking a hell of a battering. There was some damage to the outer hull, mostly superficial. The Haydenmen knew how to build a ship.
This shouldn't be happening. The Haydenmen assured me we could stand off everything up to and including an Empire Star Cruiser.
Should have got it in writing, Stud. Maybe Valentine made a deal with the Haydenmen too. Or he's been talking to Shub or even the aliens. Selling out all humanity for simple personal gain is exactly the kind of thing you'd expect from Valentine Wolf. Either way, we are in over our heads and sinking fast. Suggestions of a practical nature are urgently invited. Also prayers.
To hell with trying to fight it out. Throw as much power as you can into the shields and get us down fast, Oz. Hopefully the satellites are only programmed to hit things in a predetermined area. Once we've dropped below their response level, they should leave us alone. And then let us all hope Valentine hasn't also invested in some ground defenses.
Sounds like a plan to me. Can I make the landing?
No, let Oz do it. I've seen your landings, Hazel.
Spoil sport.
The legend continues. In graphic audio. Deathstalker Honor. Coming soon from Cutting Audio.